from Bhavanasara Sandra. And of course, in Dwarka, Krishna also had a marriage party. A Rukmini, after he kidnapped her. Interesting, because it's very interesting, Leela. After Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, to show you something of Samanjasa Rati, the difference between Samanjasa Rati of the queens of Dwarka and Samartha Rati of the gopis of Braj. Well, it was such an exciting and adventurous kidnapping, or what they say, Swayamvara, of Rukmini when Dwarkadish, he kidnapped her from the Chandrabhaga temple on the day of her marriage. On the chariot, and there was so much sensation and so much adventure, and they ran off to Dwarka. Well, when they got to Dwarka, immediately as soon as they got there, Rukmini lived in the house of Rohini, in the palace of Rohini. And she told Krishna, she said, I'm not going to live with you until I get properly married. There must be a proper marriage program. You've kidnapped me, so this is a consideration. You see how Rukmini, Krishna's first queen, was attached to rules and regulations. It's called the Dharma, Aryapatam. Aryapatam, Aryapat. The Aryapat. Aryapat means the path of Aryans, the spiritual path. And she was attached to Dharma. It's called Grihastha Dharma. So she wanted a proper vivaha. So she stayed in Rukmini's palace and she was chaperoned. Threw on the chariot, and she's driving the chariot, and Krishna's shooting arrows. As soon as she got to Dwarka, Krishna's thinking, oh, okay, I've had Rukmini, my prize. He's saying, no, no, no. No touchy. No touchy, no. And then immediately says, I'll stay with your mother-in-law. With your aunt. I'll stay with Rohini. And you arrange for a proper marriage, then I'll get married. So there's a vivaha, yagya, and all these things. Krishna sat on a horse, and there was a bharat, and all. So all this whole thing here is going on there also. But now we're in Vrindavan, and from 8:24 at night until 10:48 at night, this is Krishna's pradosh lila. So we heard yesterday how Krishna was taking his dinner, and then he went to the entertainment hall, and there were so many drummers playing drums for his pleasure, and there were jugglers, and there were poets, and they were reciting the glories of his dynasty and telling his exploits. And then it was time for Krishna to go to sleep, and all this narration was being told to Radharani by one Sakhi named Indu Prabha Sakhi. She had gone, she was in Nandagram, and she was partaking in Krishna's evening services. Then she went to Yavatgram or Barsana, depending where Radharani is staying, and she gave the news. She reported the latest news to Radharani. Radharani always wants to hear about Krishna. What's Krishna doing now? When can I meet him? Where will I meet him? So she told, oh, Radharani, Krishna's living quarters are located right next to Nanda Maharaj's. Krishna's bedroom is very pleasurable, attractive, and opulent, made of jewels and gold. Krishna's bedroom and other rooms were in the center. There were small gardens filled with trees, fresh creepers, and flowering bowers spread out on all sides of his bedroom. It's quite a bedroom. Lakes with jeweled banks sheltering sporting swans and warbling cuckoos, which were its crown and earrings, refreshed the entire atmosphere. So his bedroom was surrounded by gardens, and there were also lakes. If you go to Rajasthan, you can take a tour of some of the palaces in Ajmer and other places. And they show how the kings made arrangements for the river. They were built on the mountaintop, and there's water would come right through the palace. They had river come right through the palace. They built it in such a way that the river would come through the palace and cool the whole palace during the summer. I've seen it. The gopis sporting shimmering white silk saris, flower petal crowns, pearl armlets, and ivory earrings were anointed with fragrant kunkum and sandalwood paste. They enhanced the moonlight with the glitter of their teeth when they smiled. The gorgeous Brajagopis, anxious to relish pastimes with Krishna, waited in the garden to meet their Lord under the brilliant moonlight of the pleasurable night. Some young, obedient Sevadasis had already washed, dried, and scented Krishna's bedroom with black aguru incense. Krishna's bedroom, with its decorations of perfumed garlands and jeweled pots topped with colorful flags, was pleasant to see. Pleasurable objects carved from spotless ivory adorned the room. Krishna's golden bed was inlaid with jewels. It had posts made of moonstone. So the bedposts were made of moonstone. Some type of very white. Chandrakant. Attractive pillows and soft sheets as white as milk foam lay on the top. The bed of Krishna appeared like 1,000 drifting clouds when the moonlight shone through the lattice window. Beautiful green parrots perched in the corner of the room. Krishna, desirous of sleeping, entered the excellent, naturally attractive apartment, accompanied by many youthful male and female servants. Actually, in one description of Krishna's Leela, it says that the parrots in Krishna's room, they were simply perching here and there. And when the moonlight was shining through the window of Krishna's room, this lattice, kind of lattice window like they have in these palaces, stone, crisscross type lattice, the moon was coming through and making some beams. There were some beams of moonlight. Then the parrots, they were thinking that these beams of moonlight were some pieces of wood, like crystal rod or something. So the parrots were flying Krishna's room and trying to land on the moonbeams. They were trying to land on the beam of moon was looked like a crystal rod, and the parrots were trying to land on it. They're going like this and trying to grab it with their talons and land on it, and then to sit there and sing for Krishna. And Krishna is sitting on his bed with his coward boyfriends. Look at that! They're so stupid. Birds are so stupid, so foolish, so puggle. They think these moonbeams are some piece of wood that they can land on and sit on. So now, this section is called Krishna Describes Radha's Beauty. So this is 10 minutes fast, is that right? So we have 1-2 minutes. So now this Sakhi continues to describe Radha. Krishna smiled as he reclined on his flower bed on the veranda, surrounded by his friends. Listen to how Shyam, dispirited in your absence, praised your sweet beauty. Krishna clutched the hand of Subal and asked, "O Subal, tell me, even though I am naturally powerful, what was that beauty that pervaded the whole meadow today? When I saw that beautiful scene, I became bewildered and lost my patience. When I went there today to tend the cows with you and the coward boys, oh my dear friend, was that profuse beauty some nectar churned from the ocean of sweetness? Or was it a wave of lightning shining through her clothing? Or was it an appearance of the queen of the land of perfume? Or was it a cluster of Cupid's champak flower arrows? O Subal, how astonishing! Was it a blooming lotus anointed with saffron on top of a lustrous aura? Or a spotless full moon rising from the ocean of erotic mellows? Above that moon or lotus were two restlessly dancing jeweled Kanchana birds, which beat my eyes with their tails. Aha, what was that wondrous thing that I saw in the meadow today? I became stunned with curiosity. Suddenly that object was covered by a mass of dark clouds and disappeared behind the creepers. In other words, Radharani was standing behind the bushes and Krishna was passing by with the cows. And she was looking. Radharani was pushing the vines, lattice aside, and she was looking out and she had her face uncovered. She was wearing a blue sari, Nilambara, and she was looking at Krishna. And Krishna was seeing her, and it seemed like the first time that he'd ever seen the beautiful face of Radharani. And he was so overwhelmed, and he's describing her beauty in so many poetic ways, and he's inquiring from Subal, his very dear friend, Subal Sakha, what was that beauty? What did I see? And then when I was looking closer, then Radharani was feeling shy, because Krishna started to look directly towards her, and then she covered her face with her blue veil. That's what it says. Suddenly that object was covered by a mass of dark clouds and disappeared behind the creepers. She was showing her beautiful lotus face, her dancing eyebrows and her beautiful hair, and then she covered her face. And he's asking, then I could no longer relish that beautiful scene. Oh, Sakha! Even the slightest remembrance of that beautiful scene arouses lusty feelings in my heart. Therefore, the peon of my heart went searching for that object so that my eyes might see it again. But until now, the peon has not returned. Did he become bound up in the forest by the henchmen of Cupid? So tomorrow, we'll find out what Radharani, how she's responding to all this. Because Subal will comfort Krishna and tell her how Radharani feels. Vamasara Sangraha Ki Jai. Vanchakopa Chubhyascha Kripa Sundarvayascha.